And now back to the Rosie on the House show, where today Rosie's friends from TWD Design, Build, and Remodel are joining us in studio. Today we're covering remodeling projects that are worth the money. And those that just aren't. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Back with TWD Design Build Remodel. I want to take just a couple minutes. During the break, I went into the closet. I got my soapbox. I dusted it off. I set it up. Now I'm standing up on top of it. I want to help Brian and his wife, who called before the break, and want to know, how do I hold this remodeling contractor accountable? Brian, the only way you can hold him accountable is hold his money, all right? What I really want you to do is stop and realize, if you're having to do the quality control, if you're having to do the scheduling, you probably, quite frankly, picked the wrong contractor and you just discovered it a little bit too late. If I were going to try and reel this guy in, I'd sit him down and I'd have a meeting that everything got put in writing. All right, here's the status of the job today. Here's the management I've had to do on the job to date that I thought I was hiring you to take care of. Here's what we've got left to do. Who's going to do the managing between now and the end of the job? What date is the end of this job going to be? And, oh, by the way, I want to meet you every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to have this meeting every single week. It's called Weekly Progress Reports. Don't just talk about it. Put it in writing. Document it. Both of you sign it. This is what I agree to. The plumber will be here on Thursday. The mechanical contractor will be here on Friday. We'll actually get the rough-end inspection on Monday. When we meet again next Tuesday, we'll probably be stocking drywall. Well, next Tuesday, if you still don't have a building permit, you've got something to talk about. You haven't had the inspector out to pass you. You've got something to talk about. And if he's got his hand out trying to make payroll, but he's not moving your job along, stop it. Just stop it. Money's your biggest control, particularly over a guy that you've probably already lost a little control. Resort to a weekly meeting where the minutes get put down in writing. Talk about current status. Talk about what's going to be getting done every day over the next week. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, and there's a buyer's guide on how to pick a contractor. One of the things is have three meetings with them. One of the meetings, the first meeting will be at your house. The second meeting should be at their office. And you know what? I know a lot of great contractors whose office is the front seat of a Ford F-250, and that's okay. There's a lot of great contractors that operate that small. But you know what? When you sit down in the front seat of his office in that pickup truck, you want to ask him, okay, let me see your scheduling system. Let me see your cost control system. And if there's about 8 inches of paperwork and Burger King bags up on his dashboard, and you've got to kick your way into the car and kick your way out of the car, that isn't the contractor you want. Now look, y'all can go through all of this buyer's guide and take the time to do it, or you can suffer the consequences, or you can go to rosieonthehouse.com and just pick a certified Rosie remodeler. We have one of those in office today, TWD Design Build Remodel. Virtually any design or remodeling project in West Valley of the Sun, these are the guys to give a call. What else would you guys add? What else would you want to tell Brian?
Tom made a good point there earlier that you know, we're a general contractor that we try to do everything we can in-house. Tom said during the break that, you know, that could be an issue. You know, we do have subs as well that we have to sub out, but man, do you have to babysit those guys. You know, and it's all part of doing your due diligence as a homeowner to find that contractor that actually will give you a schedule, will give you project manager
and stick to it.
And stick to it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but when I was getting into the remodeling business almost 40 years ago, learning the good contractors, I mean, there's some subcontractors out there that have 8 grandmothers, and I've been through them losing all their, he comes to me and I said, "Well, my grandmother died." Your grandmother died. This had to be about your seventh grandmother in the last 6 years. How many grandparents have you got? Or my truck broke down, huh, Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, we get a lot of that.
Yeah, I say, well, look, next time, call me. I'll get you here in a cab. Yeah. You know, what else can I say?
We've offered to pick up a few trades.
Oh, yeah, you have to. So how much are y'all doing in-house yourself? Of course, you got a contract, the things that you aren't licensed for, the electrical, the mechanical, the air conditioning, the plumbing. But virtually all the rest of that, y'all setting cabinets. I know the showroom, y'all going to be doing some cabinet distribution.
Yeah, majority of our work, like you said, the mechanical, the electrical, stuff like that, subbed out. A lot of our guys are very traverse in a lot of different areas. Cabinetry, flooring. For instance, we did a project not too long ago where the homeowner had settling cracks in his tile. We pulled the tiles, replaced them. All that stuff is done in-house. It's more manageable. It's easier to control on our standpoint, and it's less people the homeowner has to be in contact with.
Okay. So we've talked about how to pick that remodeling contractor. We've encouraged you to go to showrooms, find people that are paying their bills on time. In that hypothetical bathroom remodel, you'll go to plumbing fixture wholesale supply houses in your neighborhood. You'll check with friends. Check with the register of contractors. One of the things you need to check right now is because with this downturn in the economy, we actually had a lot of people just go into the register of contractors, pull a license number, and actually steal the number. There's actually, I'm on a board with the register of contractors right now. We're actually going after these guys that are license stealing. One of our Rosie certified remodelers, Kirk Development, actually had it happen to them.
Wow.
So, man. The city called them and said, why haven't you called for a final inspection on this bathroom remodel? And they looked up the address and said, we don't have a job there. And they said, well, your license number is on the permit number.
Holy cow.
Unlicensed contractor. So when you go to the Register of Contractors website, you want to verify that the qualifying party is an active participant in the company itself. Check and see if there are any complaints. See if the complaints have been resolved or not. Those are the very starting points. You have to have a bond. You have to have insurance. I want you to check to make sure. Read those bonds. Read those insurance certificates. Find out when they expire. Make sure they are set to expire well after your project is scheduled to get finished. Be very careful with advance payments. I require advance payments. Do y'all require advance payments?
Yeah, and most of the projects, we do a draw on the larger ones, but
let's take a $25,000 job. What would y'all want down?
Runs right around $2,500, about 10%.
Okay.
And reason that is for permits, licenses, all that stuff that we can get all that together for the homeowner if we have to go through HOA, stuff like that, if they have any fees that they need. It just covers those things to get the project going.
And the progress payments are pegged on things getting done on the job, when the drywall gets delivered, when the cabinets get delivered and whatnot. Generally, how much would you like, how much are you allowing the homeowner to hang on to till the very end of the job?
Usually it's the last, I'd have to go with, I think it was like 5%.
Yeah.
You know, just a retainer, and we do a final walk with the homeowners once the project's complete to make sure it's to their satisfaction. If it's not, then we'll address it at that time.
Yeah. So there's just a couple guidelines of how we do it. Generally, we're not as big as y'all. We're a much smaller remodeling company than y'all. But we generally take a third down because by the time we sign the contract and the time we start, it's a very close window. We've probably already got the permit. We've already probably got rock and roll. I very often will ask for a third down unless the job gets really big, but I don't do really big jobs anymore. I just like the nice medium-sized jobs. Mm-hmm. I guess if I had my choice, I would just do $150,000 bathroom and kitchen remodels before I'd go do $3, $5 million remodels. We did the large remodels before, but boy, I don't know if I'm going to ever do them again. I'm going to leave those to somebody else. If anybody on the West Side wanted to get a hold of TWD, how would they do that?
You can go to our website, twd.com. You can go on there and request an estimate, or you can give us a call at 623-544-1211.
There you go. We're going to give that number out again. And the website?
TWD.
AZ.com.
There you go. You can check out some of the work there as well. Folks, if you've got a question, we have time to sneak in another call, 1-888-767-4348. But right now at the 1043 mark, it's time where I always encourage y'all to get to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. It's there for you all week long. If you weren't able to get in today and only heard busy signals or were driving around, didn't have access to a phone or didn't want to talk while you were driving, which is smart, get to rosieonthehouse.com. Most of this material is covered there, and you can see in the upper right hand corner of the homepage the Arizona Staycation. It's sponsored by Sanderson Ford. We get great participation from Arizona Highways and the Arizona Office of Tourism. We draw one winner every month, and I mean this today would be a perfect example of a great staycation, running up to the rim and hitting the Arizona Crawfish Festival at Bison Ranch. They're going to start pouring boiled crawfish out on the tables for people to eat at noon. How fast do you think we can get there, Jennifer?
Well, it's going to be mid-afternoon, I think.
Yeah, I think it'll probably be about 3:30 before we show up. Did you have a comment on Facebook? Okay. And the staycation, we pick a winner every single month, okay? So you get to pick the car off Sanderson lot that you'd like to on the demo lot. Jennifer buys you a gas card. You let us know where you want to go and when you want to do it. And we with our friends at Arizona Highways and Office of Tourism, all come together and work that out for you, okay? There's no blackout dates. You can do it anytime you want. You can go any place you want as long as it is within the boundaries of the great state of Arizona. That's the Arizona Staycation. All right. We've got Todd Whitaker here, TWD Design Build Remodeling. Their phone number is 623-544-1211. We'll be back right after this.